Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Welcome back to Hardy Midday. You're on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: due to COVID-19, the Hardy County School District will be providing three educational options for students. Number one, traditional: return to school campus and classrooms for in-person instruction with enhanced health and safety precautions in place. Number two, Hardy Innovative Learning Opportunity, a connection to enrolled school for daily virtual instruction and lessons with teachers during the regular scheduled school day, a 9-week minimum enrollment. Or number three, My District Virtual School, a virtual instructional program with online classes taught by out-of-district teachers. A semester minimum or year-long enrollment is required. To register your intent, visit hardy.k12.fl.us and click on the banner in the middle. Intent forms are due July 23rd. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office would like to remind everyone that law enforcement never solicits money to rectify warrants and never threatens to repossess property for noncompliance. Remember to never give out your personal information over the phone or internet to an unknown or insecure source. Calling on volunteers with trucks and trailers, Cutting Edge Ministries Food Center will host a USDA Farmers to Families food box giveaway to residents in Wauchula. For more information and how to participate, you can call 863-773-2484. The number again, 863-773-2484. Your local events, 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC, will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast. You are invited to join in by calling 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. For more information, contact 863-773-9282, 1021theoutlaw@gmail.com, or timothystationsafety@gmail.com. Your jobs in Hardy County: Family Medical Group PA is looking for an experienced office receptionist for a fast-paced medical office with heavy phone volume. Excellent verbal and written communication skills and computer skills are necessary. They are seeking a highly organized individual who is skilled at multitasking, bilingual Spanish, a plus. Town Star is looking for a store manager. You must be at least 21 years of age, have retail or food management experience, a valid driver's license, an insured mode of transportation, be customer-oriented, pass a background check and drug screen, and additional training if the store sells wine. There is minimal travel involved. Lawn Pros of Jax is looking for a lawn care technician. They are seeking a part-time lawn care technician that enjoys working outdoors with a strong work ethic and work experience. They are looking for candidates to grow with the company. Candidates will have a focus on providing quality service to all customers. Candidates should be highly reliable with an attention to detail. You must be able to work outside, have a valid driver's license and reliable transportation, be able to perform all physical duties with lawn care and use a variety of tools. At least 1 year of experience with professional lawn service is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your job openings, news, or events to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y. Please remember to attach any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly help us when we read information on the air for you. Coming up next, a look at your weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. This last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy. Temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 75%. Heat index 97. Wind southeast at 11.5 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.07 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated, 7:28 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs around 90, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Thursday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. Let's go on now to our sports news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Toronto Maple Leafs center Zach Hyman says his team is almost ready for the NHL restart.
We have one exhibition game. We got a couple more simulated games, but nothing's like a real game and nothing's like a playoff game. So, and everything you're doing, you're just trying to prepare and get ready for that first day of playoffs, which for us is August 2nd.
With the NHL restart just weeks away, Commissioner Gary Bettman was asked if the 2021 season will be impacted by this extended campaign.
We are planning a full 2021 season. Looking at the schedule, making some adjustments, we believe we can play a full season. If we run a little later than usual, that may be one of the consequences. And if we start in November or December, so be it. We believe we have the flexibility to do that.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. are pushing the league into Canada for the summer and fall until the Stanley Cup is awarded in late September or early October. This is SRN Sports. Cleveland players met Tuesday with owner Paul Dolan to discuss a potential name change for the team, which has been called the Indians for the past 105 years.
Manager Terry Francona said the group had what he termed an honest conversation, and he came away proud of how it was handled by all involved.
I'm glad that we're going to be open to listening, because I think that's probably the most important thing right now, is being willing to listen, not necessarily just talk.
Francona stressed that nothing had been resolved over the controversial topic. The franchise recently announced it was in the early stages of meeting with the community and appropriate stakeholders to, quote, determine the best path forward with regard to our team name, unquote. George Bonzani reporting.
The Blue Jays front office has told its players that Pittsburgh and Baltimore are possibilities for where the team will hold home games this year after Canada's government barred the club from playing in Toronto amid the coronavirus. Players say they want to be at a Major League stadium, but have also been told their AAA affiliate in Buffalo is a possibility. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now for the business news and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. Senate Republicans say the next coronavirus relief bill will include another round of direct payments to Americans impacted by the pandemic.
Senator Mitch McConnell says
the start of our economic recovery has been sharp,
and impressive.
But still needs another shot of adrenaline, including more money for the Paycheck Protection Program to help small business.
We want another round of direct payments to help American families keep driving our national comeback.
Bob Agner reporting.
Also on Capitol Hill, the nominations of Judy Shelton and Christopher Waller for the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors passed the Senate Banking Committee along party lines. The nominations now move to the floor, awaiting Senate Majority Leader McConnell to schedule the full Senate vote. On Wall Street, mixed close with the S&P up 5. The Dow was up 160, but the NASDAQ closed down 87. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: he who laughs last didn't get the joke. Stay tuned tomorrow for the next episode of Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.